Make September a month to remember at Borgata Online Casino with a new beast of a game, Buffalo. Get a 100% deposit match up to $1,000 plus 20 bonus dollars when you sign up with code NJPA Borgata. The popular slot is stampeding to Borgata Online and join some of the exclusive games that MGM's Borgata in Atlantic City is famous for, including the Borgata 777 respin slot. Plus, take your shot at the region's latest progressive jackpot, growing bigger by the minute. Download the app and get a 100% deposit match and 20 bonus dollars with code NJPA Borgata. Borgata Online reminds you to play responsibly and offers resources to help you make appropriate choices. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Must be 21 and over. New Jersey and Pennsylvania only. Please gamble responsibly. Visit BorgataOnline.com for terms and conditions. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable site credit bonus bets unless otherwise provided in the applicable terms. Rewards subject to expiry.
95.7 Ben FM presents Her Story with Kathy Romano.
Good morning and welcome to Her Story. I'm your host, Kathy Romano. Today, I'm talking with spirit medium Karen Luchin. Through her business, Healing Spirit with Love in Horsham, Pennsylvania, she helps thousands of people throughout the world with the message and guidance she receives from the other side. She's teaming up with her former high school to help fundraise for a school's marching band. On June 4th, Karen will be doing readings at Hatboro Horsham High School. She's joining me today to share her story and tell us all about the event. Hi, Karen.
Hi, Kathy. Thanks for having me on today.
Thank you so much for coming on. So I always think of mediums and psychics and people who can get messages from the other side as these, you know, living in these faraway places and not really accessible. But you're local. You're in our area.
Absolutely. We come from all over the place.
Your business, Healing Spirit with Love, is based in Horsham, correct?
Yes.
And do you have a storefront or do you travel to clients? How do people see you?
I actually work out of my home office. I do travel as well to do private readings at different locations. I do events all across the area and across the United States as well. And I give readings, too, over Zoom, Skype, things like that to people all over the world.
For those who are not familiar or don't quite understand, can you explain what a spirit medium is?
Yes, a medium is someone who can communicate with those in spirit, those in heaven, and it's not for myself. It's not just people, but also pets that come through. And what they do to communicate, they use all of my senses. So I will see, feel, hear, taste, smell, and know information, and it's given to me internally. So when I'm seeing in my mind's eye, and it's really quite amazing because they bring through a lot of unique information that I would never be privy to help bring the identification and claiming who they are, and then they bring messages that help people with their lives.
So how did you know you had this gift?
Well, it's interesting. As a medium, we all wake up at the right time for ourselves, and I was always interested in it, and I never thought I was a medium because I thought I had to see them like ghosts all the time, but I felt them, heard them. I even saw my great-grandmother standing in my doorway at age 16, and it was amazing. I went to a medium, and my best friend came through in spirit telling me that I'm supposed to heal the people, the planet, and the environment. I thought that was a pretty tall order. I was in marketing at the time, and I wasn't in the Peace Corps, and it didn't make a lot of sense. So the next day, I ended up going to a more local medium, and I mentioned this, and he said, well, don't you know that you are a light worker? And I said, wow, that's great. What is that? And he said, it's someone who works within the light of God. And as soon as he said that, I saw every event in my life light up like a star on a sapphire sky leading to that very moment. And I knew without a doubt that I was a medium and that this is what I was supposed to be doing for the rest of my life. It was a calling. It was one of the most amazing experiences in my entire life. And that was in my 30s. I'm close to 50 now, real close.
Okay, so you find out that you have this or you can do this. What happens then? Is there training? Do you practice?
Oh, yes, the very next day, actually, when I woke up the next day and I got on Facebook, and this is before Facebook, you know, would listen into us, I opened it up, and there was something there about James von Prague teaching an international mediumship week. And I thought, oh, my gosh, is that for me? Well, I ended up looking at the video, and I said, yes, that is for me. And a month later, I went and trained with five of the top mediums in the world, including James von Prague, once I had that first workshop where they taught us how we can see in our mind's eye, I said, oh my gosh, I've been doing this the entire time. In fact, before I left, I was getting ready to leave to go to this place in New York, and I was seeing my loved ones in spirit in my mind's eye. It was amazing.
You do these readings, but you also do some other things like paranormal investigations and stuff like that?
Oh, yes. Yes, those are fun. Those are actually really fun. And I tell people all the time that, you know, there's not always a murder in a location. You know, there's people that leave, you know, live normal lives. Discovering history, that's what I love to do. And I love to connect with those from the past to learn about events. And when I go, I usually go in, I don't want to know anything before I go in for either a reading or even a paranormal investigation, because I let spirit bring through the information and the details. Afterwards, after the investigation, that's when I do the research to see, okay, so is all of this able to be validated? And it is.
You explained a little bit that you see in your mind's eye, but what exactly are you seeing or hearing or feeling?
Well, when I sit for a reading, and in the beginning, what happens is I will see an image, and it's usually the person at the time of their passing, close to the time of their passing. So what I'll do is I will describe what I'm seeing, and it literally is in my mind's eye, where it's projected about 8 to 10 inches away from my face, but in my mind's eye. So, for instance, if I was seeing a lady that had gray hair, a little bit of body in that hair, and I get the impression that she's on the shorter side, like I'm 5'2". She is also on the shorter range around that area, and to me, she looks well put together. And she has shine, a little bit of shine to her hair, and she's wearing a red dress, which is interesting that I am seeing. So through the reading, I would be seeing things like that, like how they look, if they were on the thinner side, if they were a little on the curvy side, what they did for a living, and I may hear that. Like for a gentleman who worked with his hands, I hear metal hitting metal, and it's all internal that I see, feel, hear, taste, and smell.
Okay. And then you also do Reiki energy healing. I never really understood Reiki. Can you explain it?
Yes, I can. Reiki is something that comes from Dr. Yusui back in Japan. I believe it was in the 1920s, 30s, where this is a healing modality where it resets your system for mind, body, and spirit. So it's an energy transfer. So like a medium, I am the vessel through which that energy flows, and it brings rejuvenation to the mind, body, and spirit.
You also wrote a book, How Have You Loved? What can someone expect when reading your book?
Well, that book is chock full of information. I write about why we are really here, and all of this information comes from the information that I have received from heaven, from my guides, my angels, about why we're really here, why we really exist, as well as how loved ones and spirit communicate and send signs to us here. It's all about even life with regard to how we can make the most of our time while we're here.
And where can people get your book?
It is available anywhere, including like on Amazon, on my website. And my website is my business name, so it's healingspiritwithlove.com. And it's available in hardback and softcover.
And you're headed back to your alma mater, Hatboro Horsham High School. That's where you graduated from, to help them with a fundraising event. Tell me about the event.
Well, first, it was interesting that they called me to begin with, not knowing that I was an alum from Hatboro Horsham and the Color Guard, the marching unit. And that was wonderful. So they called me and asked me if I would be willing to do a fundraising event, and I did not even hesitate. To me, it was a big honor to be asked to be able to help the kids. This particular event, it's actually a large gallery reading where in the group setting I'll be bringing through loved ones in spirit and their messages, and at the same time people are going to be learning about heaven, and there's always messages within the messages that will touch more than just the person receiving a direct message in the audience. All of this is to help the kids, the Hatters for Music, the marching band unit, to help raise money and funds for their program because they are not funded anymore. And unfortunately, that leaves a lot of kids out that are not able to afford it. So being able to do this and help these kids be a part of it, to me, it means the world because they would have the opportunity to make friends, work together, and learn about teamwork and leadership, and these things, they can't be bought.
And the event is specifically for the marching band?
Yes, it is, to help raise money for kids to be able to participate.
When and where is the event?
It is on Sunday, June 4th, from 1 o'clock to 4 o'clock at the Happer Horsham High School. And tickets can be found on my website under the events page. And you just scroll down to that event, and then there's different levels of tickets that you can get. If you want to sit up front, go for the VIP. And I'm also hosting a drawing where you can win the equivalent of a half-hour reading, my book. I also do spiritual art as well. So all of that's going to be in the basket that I have for whoever is going to be there for the event. There's going to be that drawing.
The event is open to the public.
Oh, absolutely. And the more the merrier, because we would love to really raise a lot of funds for the kids in this program, because it is in danger of not being able to continue. And to me, it's so important that kids have something that they can belong to.
When you're reading a large room, or when you're working in a large room like you will be for this event, how is that different for you, or how do you approach it with what you see, hear, and feel?
Well, it's very interesting, because the more people that are in the room, the more specific the information has to be. So those in spirit really are on their toes, bringing through super incredible detail. I'll give you an example of something that happened even in a personal reading, how they bring through information that is unique and meaningful. There was a gentleman that was coming through. He was a young man in his 30s that had passed, and I was giving the reading to his wife. And by the way, I never share names. It's always confidential, but I do give examples. And in this case, she was raising his son for him, okay? And he came through bringing all kinds of details about himself. And then she claimed him. She knew who he was. Then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, I'm seeing a box of Lucky Charms. And this is how it works. It seems like it comes out of nowhere, and it seems like it's nothing. But for me, I don't filter anything, and this is one of the reasons why. So I asked the gentleman in spirit, why are you showing me that? And he said his son only eats the marshmallows. So I conveyed that message to his wife. I said, your husband is saying that his son only eats the marshmallows and the Lucky Charms. She started crying. And she said, that was the very last text that my husband sent to me before he died.
Wow.
If I filtered that out, it just, you know what I mean? I just have to let the information flow, even though it doesn't make sense to me, because they're
right.
Not my people. It's not my life. But something as simple as that meant the world to her. And she absolutely knew without a doubt that it was him.
So what happens when you're finished a reading? Can you turn it all off?
Yes. Yes. I even teach. I teach students as well. I teach them how to turn it off. For me, it's an automatic, but we do have to ground and kind of come back down to earth again, because when you're working with those in spirit, your attention is up there in heaven. It's not down here on earth. So you do have to bring your attention back here on earth.
Before I let you go, is there any way you could give me a little reading?
Black love is everything to me.
Meet BLK, the dating app made for black singles. We are bold, beautiful, and unapologetic.
We need each other to build each other up.
Black love is unity. It's real love.
I need a strong black queen, man.
It's nothing like the black man.
If it go together, then it just go together.
I feel like I can totally be myself.
I guess I'm single and ready to mingle.
Download BLK for free and find your king or queen today.
You're listening to Her Story. I'm Kathy Romano, and today I'm speaking with Karen Luchin, a local spirit medium. I asked Karen to give me a reading. Now, I know that there are believers, and of course, there are those who don't. I believe it's what you personally take from it. If it makes you smile, if maybe it brings a bit of questioning as to, is she really hearing from the person I was hoping would send a message, then hey, it might be worth it. It might put a smile on your face for the day. But I wanted to give you some information about me and my family before you hear the reading that she did for me. That way you can follow along with what I'm experiencing. Karen references my grandfather, my grandmother, my uncle, and a dog. My grandfather was a World War II vet and a train conductor after the war. He cared very deeply for his family, but I probably wouldn't describe him as a very emotional person. He didn't really show his emotions. You knew that he loved you, but he didn't always say, I love you. My grandmother raised 6 children. The house was always kept neat and clean. No one was to leave the dinner table until the plates were cleared, washed, dried, and put away. What I personally remember about my grandmother was that she was always put together. Her hair was done, she was dressed nice, and she never, ever, ever went anywhere without her purse. She always had what she called her pocketbook right by her side. In fact, even when she was dying, she was repeatedly asking for her pocketbook. We even buried her in the casket with her pocketbook. She was a very spiritual woman and prayed to many different saints. Now, what I didn't know and had to talk to family members after the interview I did with Karen, but my grandparents had a dog named Ginger. You'll know why I'm telling you this when you hear the reading. Also in the reading, you'll hear Karen reference my uncle. After the interview, I called my aunt to let her know what Karen had said about my uncle. What you'll need to know, and you'll hear in the reading that Karen does, but just know that I spoke to my aunt and she told me a story about how she was going out for the day and wanted to get a little more dressed up than she normally did. So she went to grab her earrings, but realized that she was missing one. Okay, so let's get back into the interview and you can hear the reading that Karen does for me.
This is Her Story with Kathy Romano on 95.7 Ben FM.
Before I let you go, is there any way you could give me a little reading?
Well, sure. We can absolutely do that for you. By the way, I'm going to give you that little spiel that happens about how they communicate, just so you can understand what's going on my end, all right? The way that loved ones in spirit communicate with me, they'll use all of my senses to bring through the info, kind of like a puzzle that we put together. So what they'll do, they'll usually show me what they look like close to the time of their passing. If they didn't like the way they looked at the end, they will give me an earlier image. Or if they were balding and didn't like that in life, they may show me themselves with hair. They will also give what I call memories from the past. Not your memories, but theirs. And what they're trying to do is give you clues as to who they are. So houses they lived in, jobs they worked, objects, hobbies, all kinds of stuff to help you to identify and claim them. They may also show things that you have been doing recently, just to let you know they've been visiting you. And it doesn't have to be anything earth-shattering. It could be what you ate for breakfast. And they will give information for the future sometimes, as well as words, phrases, streams of words, and physical indicators about what was going on with them at the end. Okay?
Okay.
And I do recommend you keep an open mind. It could be anybody that's known you. Just claim them when you know who they are.
Okay?
Let's get started then. Thank you. Right off the bat, there is both a gentleman and a lady who are here. And this gentleman, I'm getting the impression that he had done some kind of military, government, or union work in his lifetime. I am getting from him, I can see his hands, they look like they are a little work roughened. And I see, too, that he would have been outside, so he would have worked with his hands in his lifetime. He is giving me the impression that he is a father figure or grandfather figure to you, and his eyes were closed prior to his passing. I keep feeling pressure on the left side of my chest, and I feel in the heart region, but I also feel, too, like liquid in the lungs as well, and I can hear him coughing.
Mm-hmm.
I get the impression, too, that he would have smoked a long time ago. I can see that with him. And there is gray in his hair, like salt and pepper-ish, tiny bit of body in it, and he's showing me on the thinner side. I want to put him around 5'7", 5'8", in height. And he keeps telling me he's not a fancy man, but I do know that he is not, how do I put this? He is not a really big emotional talker, but everybody knew that he loved them. He's just not really comfortable with the I love you thing. as a grandfather figure or father figure, does he sound familiar to you?
He does, yes, grandfather.
Is this on dad's side?
This would be on mom's side.
Do you happen to know, because he was saying something about your dad, do you happen to know if he also liked your dad?
Yeah. Oh, sure.
Good. Like they had a good relationship?
Yes.
And your dad's still here, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Now, with him, I like him. I'm thanking him for coming through today. Let me first bring through the I love you from him to you. Please know, too, that he has been watching over you from heaven. He is one of your guardian angels. I keep seeing with him, he has shown me the feather of a hawk, which means that's one of the more common signs that he is around you when you're seeing a hawk or a hawk feather. He's letting you know that whatever you're worried about when you're seeing the hawk, to let it go. Also with him, there's the woman that's here. His wife is also up there as well?
Yes.
Thank you. The lady that is stepping forward. Yeah, and they are up there together, which is really nice to know. And by the way, Kathy, you're doing a great job is what I'm hearing. And I am hearing, too, that you can sometimes be a little too hard on yourself. It's only because you want to get things done right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah, that's all right. You write a lot of lists.
I do. I love lists.
Yes. Well, and it keeps you organized, but also, too, you're... And I'm going to bring to your grandmother in a moment, but he's showing me that you're going somewhere, a trip, like travel to somewhere tropical. Looks like palm trees. Looks really nice. Flying. You'd have to fly to get there, like down towards Florida or the Caribbean.
Okay.
Do you have anything planned yet?
No, not really.
And they know this, and I'm getting the green light for you, okay?
Okay.
Yes, book that trip. You need some time off. And if you can make an extended vacation beyond a week, that would be even better for you.
Oh, okay.
Yes, like you need time to relax and calm down. Now, your grandmother, let's see if this is her. The lady that I'm seeing is on the shorter side, and she is showing me that at one point she would have colored her hair. I am seeing like a darker color, like a brown. There is body to the hair, and she keeps showing me wearing a navy blue sweater, like a cardigan sweater. And she's also showing me a little bit on the curvier side, and she's showing me, too, like sturdy shoes. But she's wearing a dress or a skirt because it feels like it's two-piece, that it goes right below the knee. And she's showing me her purse, which it goes over the arm, matches the outfit. Now, she is also showing me, too, that she is very spiritual. Do you understand that?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Good. Meaning I'm getting the impression she was raised Christian. Is that correct?
Yes.
Good. Good. And to me, I can feel the love in her heart for God. So she does a lot of praying internally and a lot of praying for everybody around her as well. I'm also seeing, too, that she liked to keep her tables polished. I'm seeing a dining room table that is a darker color, like a cherry or something like that. It's a darker color, and I can see that it's polished very nicely. She wants to let you know that she hasn't stopped watching over you either. Yeah, she is one of your guardian angels. And when I say they have common signs, some of them are like the cardinals, butterflies, coins, things like that. She likes to use the white feathers. Because she really does, in some way, she feels like you are her daughter, in a way. She feels very protective of you, which is nice. Now they need a whole lot of protecting. She says you can stand up for yourself, and you do.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, you do.
She's right.
Yeah, but you have no problem telling people, you know, what needs to be said, but not in a mean way.
Sure, sure.
Yes, and that you also have a lot more people as well. There's a dog that's here as well. I am seeing a dog that has reddish-colored hair. I'm seeing it a smaller size, like a medium-sized dog, I want to say small to medium. Reddish hair. It has longer hair that I can see and kind of floppy ears in a way. Did you guys ever have a spaniel or anything like that? Or
no. Mm-mm.
Reddish hair. Well, I want you to think about it.
I know, I will.
The dog belongs to somebody. There's a reason why she's bringing it, and it reminds me of like a Cocker Spaniel in a way.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, it's there, and it's with her, and she's showing it, so I hope you can remember.
Okay.
Anyway, with regard to her, I do want, again, bring the love from her to you. Is there anything you wanted to ask?
Are they with my uncle?
Okay, so your uncle by marriage.
Correct.
Okay. Well, and this is what I also tell people, too. They are always all up there together, meaning it's like it is here on Earth, where we, you know, visit with one another, spend time with one another, but also do things on our own. Even when we get up there, we're doing fine. And by the way, his name doesn't start with the letter B, does it?
Yes. We called him Beeman.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Well, they are all up there, so I feel like they're all trying to get their little, hey, we're here.
That's
and
great.
I'm doing okay. Oh, and I'm sorry. I feel like the loss was tragic with the gentleman whose name started with the letter B. Because I keep feeling in my stomach, in my internal organs with regard to him.
Yeah,
and I
yeah.
I want to throw up.
Yeah, that's what it was. His organs failed.
And felt nauseous towards the end and things like that.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. It was his kidneys.
He didn't want to go. I know he didn't want to go. And I know he fought to stay. But I also will tell you, too. Will you please pass on to would that be your aunt?
Aunt, mm-hmm.
Please let her know that he is at peace and that he's the one that blinks the lights in the house. Yeah, he sometimes can move some stuff, too, within the house, but I think it's because he thinks it's funny, meaning he has a little bit of a sense of humor here, and he's really trying to get their attention as well. And also, too, tell her the earring that's lost will be found.
Oh, okay. I will tell her that. She'll love that. Karen,
that she loves them.
I will. Karen, thank you so much for sharing your story, the information about the event, and doing the little reading for me. I really appreciate it. It was nice to talk to you.
Oh, you're welcome. And thank you, Kathy. And I hope you have a great day.
You too. For more information about the Hatboro Horsham High School event, Karen's other events and workshops, or to book a session with Karen, you can check out her website. It's healingspiritwithlove.com. And if you missed any part of today's interview, it will be available as a podcast tomorrow morning on our website, 957benfm.com. Thanks so much for joining me today. I'm Kathy Romano. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.
This has been Her Story with Kathy Romano. Her Story is produced by WBEN-FM in Philadelphia and airs weekly or on demand on your mobile device. Listen or subscribe at 957benfm.com.
Football is back, and this Eagle season, there are huge prizes to be won at Acme. Enter Acme, swoop in and win sweepstakes, and you could win up to $10,000 cash or 2024 Eagle season tickets. All you need to do is shop the participating items throughout the store and enter your codes from your receipt at acmeswoopinandwingame.com. Acme makes sure Eagles fans have all their game day needs to tailgate or host like a pro. Stop in and discover why football is better at Acme, the official supermarket of the Philadelphia Eagles.